This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Through the show today. Our next guest, oh gosh, he's on every second week. I have to tolerate him because, you know, he's got some dirt on me and I have to keep him on the show. I am talking about Rowan Sheehan. Hello, Rowan.
Hello, David, and how are you on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
Oh, look, and well, don't lie, it's the middle of the week.
It's Wednesday afternoon.
We're pre-recording it because that's the state of play here in Melbourne at present. So, with it being such a tough time within the arts, would they need the support more than ever right now, those people who are doing it online. Give us a hint of where we should be going to supporting some of these people.
Well, look, there's a couple of... that's actually a good segue into this, David, because there's a couple of great initiatives that have actually been launched or commenced this week. One is the Artist of Colour initiative, which is identifying people of colour. Yeah. And getting them more exposure onto stage. So Tarek Frimpong, who people may... he's an Australian performer. He was in the movie Mary Poppins Returns. So,
yeah. And he was in the musical about Mandela, wasn't he?
Yes, I think he was as well. So,
yeah.
So look, he's this great talent. So he's taken the lead and he's got a great, great team of panellists behind him who will give six artists the opportunity to secure some funding to help them realise their dream of being a professional performer. So so they're in the process of, raising funds for that. And, of course, the mission artists who identify as Indigenous or a person of colour can actually apply to this fund. And there's some criteria to do. And the panel will assess and then they'll choose six semi-finalists, which one of them will receive a significant cash support, and the runners-up will also receive some funding to help them get them dream as well. So,
right. Look, so is there a platform, Rowan, where they will perform, or are they just given support with money?
At this stage, I think it's basically they'll be given support through money to help them either, take extra classes or, upskill. If they need to look at, say they're acting or they're singing and all that sort of stuff. So funds are being raised through the GoFundMe platform. So, but they can go to the Artist of Colour Initiative website, and details of that are actually on the Australian Arts Review website at the moment. But there's another group that's also in the similar vein called BU, who are offering support as well. And through this, I just need to find it. I'm just lost it on here at the moment. But it's the guys who do Broadway Unplugged. What they're doing is, at this time of the year, auditions are starting or applications are now being received to places like VCA and Whopper and other performing arts institutions, but they also charge a fee. And so, and if you're applying to multiple institutions, well, then that audition fee as such can, you know, be beyond some people. So, again, they're raising funds so that people can apply to the fund and also, you know, get some support to help them commence their journey to becoming a professional artist.
Yeah. And how do you apply for that?
You've got to go through to the BU platform. There's details, again, on our website.
What's the BU?
It's the overarching group. So Broadway Unplugged is one of their activities that they do. They have an open mic, or they were having an open mic session at various venues around town. So, and it gives a chance for emerging talent to perform alongside existing talent, and you know, and it's great, you know, to see what these up-and-coming performers are actually doing. So,
at some of those, like performance stuff they do, I have seen some people that shine above the professionals that are in the room, and you go, my God, they're going to be big, and they do. They end up, and it's a great platform for them. Yeah,
you're absolutely. Oh, it certainly is. So, and look, there's another opportunity that's also out. It's probably on a much higher scale, is that Arts Centre Melbourne and the Australian Performing Arts Collection are now calling for applications for the Frank Fran Stratton Fellowship for next year.
Now we're doing an interview a bit later in the show today, so...
Well, there we go. So, I'll leave the people at the Arts Centre to discuss that, but look, it's another high... it's a really good opportunity for a creative to do something here in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. And that one, of course, has been around for a while now, hasn't it?
This is the second one they're offering. So, yep. So look, there's opportunities for, you know, for people to apply for. You know, there's various grant rounds currently open, you know, City of Melbourne. So if you've got a project you want to do for next year, I think you've got till the end of the month to actually apply there. And there is some significant funding on board for that. So what else have we got coming around? Look, this week, if anyone on Tuesday night saw the documentary Freeman.
I certainly did.
Yes. Just quite timely. You know, this time 20 years ago, the Sydney Olympics started. So, and, you know, that night where Cathy enthralled a packed stadium winning the 400-metre race, and, you know, it just stopped the nation, well, actually stopped the world. Well, this documentary by Lawrence Billiott is absolutely fantastic because it's not a true documentary. It's basically a reflection. Stephen Page has choreographed aspects of it. So it's more a reflective of how Cathy got to that moment and sort of what has actually happened. Where that sort of this momentous time in Australia.
And as you said, it's a bit more than a doco. It was very much an art form, the way that they had her sitting, reflecting on images of her family and her as a younger child and all that, and the dancer that semi-played her through the whole piece. And she's from...
from Bangarra.
So,
look, it's well worth it. It's still available on ABC iView. And look, it only goes for an hour. So yeah, look, it's an easy sit to actually.
The tears were flowing.
It was very emotional because you know, and it is great. Just moving on with the Olympics, it's great seeing this week the many artisans who, in some ways, was their first gig. As a creative, and it's been interesting on various social media platforms this week, reliving some of those moments of where these creatives started their journey and where they are actually now.
So, and yes, so many people on that Sydney Olympics went on to do Olympics since then, are still doing them.
Well, that's like, right. And, you know, we've got many friends and colleagues who have actually... done that, and you know they've gone on to other roles, leading creative programs across Australia or designing various operas and theatre productions. So, so look, it has been great. Tomorrow night, the MSO, Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, with part of their Keeping the Music Going program, has rearranged Paul Kelly's Leaps and Bounds with the MSO Virtual Choir. So at 7:30 tomorrow night, on we'll be available on the MSO website to actually have a look. So it's absolutely terrific. You know, Paul Kelly, a national living treasure, who writes some terrific songs about, you know, place we call Melbourne. So, and it's great having a small, there's about 14 musicians from the orchestra. Plus, I believe there's around 175 choir members who are actually engaged to sing with this. So, I'm certainly looking forward to watching this.
Is it free or do you have
to? Yes, no, it's free. So you can, you'll be able to watch it via the MSO's, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's YouTube channel.
And what night's that, Rowan?
It'll be available. Well, they're actually previewing it on Thursday. So, but it'll be available to watch post the premiere on that channel down the track.
Brilliant. That sounds like a must-see for everyone. All right, Rowan, thank you so much for, you've some great stuff today. You know, great initiatives to help people, young people up and coming in the arts industry, and honouring Paul Kelly, and rightly so, that it's so wonderful, all the accolades he's getting right at this moment. So, yeah.
Excellent. And look, you know, as restrictions are starting to be eased, you know, hopefully we're going to start seeing the galleries reopen, maybe with limited capacities. But look, it's still a watch and see at the moment. But very excited because, you know, the gallery sector has created some of their exhibitions to view online.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be great that once we can actually get physically see these works physically on the walls.
Yep. Nothing's better than standing in front of a piece of art instead of looking at it on a screen.
Correct.
All right, Rowan, so how can we find out more about your website?
They can go to the Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au.
Rowan Sheehan, always a pleasure talking to you. Speak to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks, David, and have a great week.
Thank you. And, yes, Rowan is here every second week. I've got to put up with him. As I said, he's got something on me. He's a wonderful person. And I hate not seeing him at present because we're not at the theatre, but never mind. I see him on a screen every second week. You're on Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.